Unit 10. Lifelong Learning. Page 128. Getting Started. Learning for Life. Activity 1. Listen and read.
Hello, Grandma.
Oh, hi, Mark. I'm glad you're here. Can you help me increase the font size of this text on my laptop? It's too small for me to read.
Let me show you. You need to press these two keys together. See? It's easy, isn't it?
It works. Everything's so easy to read now. Thanks, dear. I still have trouble using the laptop. You know, it's taken me so much time to learn computer skills.
That's fine, Grandma. My teacher says it's never too late to learn something new, especially new technology, because it's rapidly developing. Grandma, you've typed a lot of text. What are you working on?
Well, I'm writing a summary of a book I've read recently. You see, my doctor advised me to read every day to boost my memory. And I want to brush up on my French before I visit my friend in Paris.
You're amazing, Grandma. Learning languages can improve your thinking skills. Our language teacher has also asked us to try to maintain our language skills after leaving school. Do you know that you can use the internet to learn a language or watch the news?
Really? This could help me stay informed about current events. Can you show me some news sites after I finish my book summary?
No problem, Grandma. But why do you have to type it?
It's for the reading club I've just joined. The club leader encouraged us to prepare our book reports and share them with all members in advance.
Are all club members your age?
No, there are some young people as well. Are you interested in joining the next meeting?
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay, I'll put your name on the list of attendees then.